Hey leaders, this is Scott Freeman. I hope everyone has had a great summer and that you're looking forward to getting back into a routine like my family is. We recognize that as leaders, you have a lot of meetings and a lot of things going on, and so our staff has been thinking about ways to keep you connected and to equip you as leaders without having to bring you in for more meetings. And so this message is an attempt to give you some ideas that you can listen to on your own time. Our plan is to continue to send these out a couple of times a month with new concepts and ideas. So let us know what you think. If you think of ways that we can make this better or any topics that your group would benefit from hearing from in the months to come, please let us know. Most of you should be beginning your groups in the next week or so. You should have received a group calendar from your community group pastor. If you have not, please contact them to get that. You'll notice that we have more flexibility built in this year to the calendar. Our expectation is that groups would meet 12 to 13 times per semester, and you have the freedom to mix in breaks as dictated by your group and their schedule. So feel free to utilize that as needed. Your community group pastor will also be visiting your group at some point in the first couple of months, and they should be reaching out to you to schedule that. So hopefully that will be an opportunity for them to pray for your group, to empower you as a leader, and to just check in and kind of see everyone face-to-face and let everyone in your group know that they are the pastor over your group. As you get ready for your first meeting, we have several things that we'd like for you to keep in mind. If you've gotten new placements or if you are a new group getting started, please reach out to those folks that you had added to your group as soon as possible. A phone call is always best. I know that sometimes email is the only way that you can reach some folks, but if you can talk to them before they arrive at your house for the first meeting, that will make things go a lot smoother. We would also encourage you to use your first meeting to set expectations for the year for your group. This might be a chance to go over the group vision and covenant statement. If you need one of those, your community group pastor can get that to you as well. And just kind of go over expectations for the year for your group. And this might vary if it's your first year together. Then your goal is probably just to get to know each other and to get to a point where you can feel more transparent with each other. If your year or if your group is in year two or three, then the expectations might be a little different. So just taking that time in the first meeting to go over expectations could be a good plan. And just as a final item, we would just remind you to look for ways to give away jobs and ministry within your group so that you as leaders don't burn out. We don't want that for you. There are things that only you as the leader can do, but there are many things that you can let group members help with, like lining up childcare, taking care of snacks, hosting occasionally, sending out communication. So we encourage you to give as many of those things away to other group members as possible. Thanks again for all that you do as leaders. Our staff will be in prayer for you in the weeks to come as you start your groups back. Please let us know if we can help in any way, and we will be in touch soon with more ideas that you can put into practice. Have a great week.